her company, and not have gotten into this pickle in the first place. Perhaps you are unlike me. You're smart and have figured out that installing software is just asking for trouble. The sad truth is that computers are supposed to be good at handling complexity, but in reality are lousy at it. You're sold a computer with the promise that it can do all sorts of things for you. All you have to do is to load the software. And yet we quickly find out that the more we supposedly enhance our computer with new software, the more it goes wrong. Your computer, I'm afraid, isn't designed to accommodate more than a few programs. Add more software and conflicts will start to arise between programs as they jockey for space in the registry. Then things start getting complex. Perhaps a better word is messy. A common enough program, for example, inserts more than 1,100 little pieces of code, called keys, into the registry, changing about 500 important system files. That program may now work fine, but what about all the other programs that use those 500 files? So what can we do? There are some programs that promise to install virtually, which sort of means not changing anything in the registry. No shared files, no lengthy installation process. And legions of Apple fans tell me they have no problems at all. For users on a fast internet connection, there are so-called web applications which let you access all the main features of spreadsheets, word processors, and calendars cheaply or for free, so long as you're online. But for most of us, these are small crumbs of comfort. The bottom line is, your computer is happiest when you take it out of the box for the first time and boot it up. It's all downhill from there on. I love software and would love you to like it too, but until things get easier, I'd suggest you think hard before you install something new. This is Jeremy Wagstaff for the BBC's World Business Report. And here